All right, welcome back to High Tech Redneck. Okay, so just a little bit of advice for everybody. I am recording for the YouTube channel also today, and I am recording for the podcast. That is why I have this headset on. It's for all you YouTube viewers and for all the podcast listeners. I have my headset on for gaming, and I also have a microphone in front of me. So this is going to be interesting, guys, on what I'm going to be talking about, okay? So what I want to talk about today is, for the podcast listeners section of it all, really quick, is I do have a YouTube channel called High Tech Redneck. There's a Facebook page called High Tech Redneck YouTube. And there's also my Instagram account, which is Mac454. Now, for the YouTube viewers, I have a podcast channel. It is called High Tech Redneck, just like this. But the thing is, I'm trying to get everything going smoothly so where everything will be corresponding together. And with that being said, that's why I'm doing this podcast and this YouTube video simultaneously, so I don't have to go back and record everything and try to remember what I said. But the thing is, everybody, I really would like to get the sponsors going good so where I can not only make the podcast better, but also make the YouTube videos better. And what I would really like to do is have people following me on the podcast, the YouTube, the Facebook, and, you know, the Instagram is just a plus because I do post a little bit stuff on there about survival stuff. I post stuff on there about hunting. And I just post my day-to-day stuff. I mean, you know, it's my Instagram. But the thing is, though, I do post a lot more hunting and survival stuff on there than I do about my day-to-day life. Because I'd rather post it on my personal Facebook page about my day-to-day life, honestly, versus on Instagram and stuff. But my thing is, though, I like being connected with my listeners and my viewers and the people who follow me on those social media platforms. So if you could, if you're listening to the podcast here, would be nice if you guys could, you know, follow me on the YouTube and watch the videos, and then if you could also follow me on Facebook and the Instagram. But there'll be a link in the Facebook, or there'll be a link in the YouTube. So if you are listening to the podcast on this, it would be nice if you could just go over to the YouTube, High Tech Redneck, and, you know, click on the link and then go to the Facebook, follow, and then turn around, go to the for the Facebook, follow me on the YouTube, and follow me on Instagram, because there'll be a link in the description for everything on the YouTube channel. Because on the podcast, I still haven't figured out how to put the links in yet, but that all comes with, I'm new at this, I'm just learning, I know how to do it here on YouTube versus on the podcast. So, I like to be interactive here with a lot of my stuff. So if you guys could, on all platforms, okay, that's including YouTube, my podcast, and the Facebook, leave a description on what you liked about it, what you didn't like, what do you think I could do better, what do you think I could change, and stuff. Also, I would really, really appreciate it, okay, because, see, I'm trying to get, like I said, the sponsors to make the videos and the podcast better for you guys. You know, I just enjoy doing this. You know, so the sponsors will help out a lot because then turn around I can do a more variety, vast aspect of things. It won't be just what I'm limited to with my income I have now, because that is a very limited base. So with that being said, what the sponsors will help with are making the different product placements that'll pertain to what I'm doing on the podcast that day or the YouTube video that day. And I can even post them on my Facebook, and, you know, I can do different things for, like, the podcast. I can do different things. There'll be different content on each platform, but there'll be some content like this here that'll go on the same, clear across the board on all platforms. So there'll be certain things, like I said, that are just limited to podcasts. There'll be certain things just limited to the YouTube. There'll be certain things that'll be limited to Facebook. There'll be certain things limited to Instagram. It's just, I want to get the social interaction with everything that people can enjoy if you just like running YouTube, or you like listening to podcasts, or you just like scrolling through Facebook, or if you just want to get on Instagram and you want to just look at pictures. I mean, that's why I run all these platforms. It's so where I can get different groups of different people involved in basically the same aspect thing. And I might be able to change somebody's mind on the views on how they view certain things. But then yet, I might even just be able to help open their eyes to a bigger aspect view. I might not change their mind completely. I might just open their views to be more open-minded than just being closed-minded and kind of just sitting back saying, yes, my thought process is right because of this. I might be able to persuade them to go, okay, well, maybe if this person thinks this way, maybe I can talk to another a few more people and get a better idea on it. So that's just the biggest thing that I want to try to do with everything on what I'm doing, because the podcast on why you should prep was basically put out there for the people who think that preppers are just nuts and crazy. You know, and we're prepping for zombie apocalypse, doomsday, nuclear fallout. No, what we prep for is natural disasters, major power outages, you know, tornadoes, fires, hurricanes. Things like that is why people prep. You have some of them nutcases, yes, that do prep just for, you know, the zombie apocalypse because they believe that the zombie virus will happen because, you know, they seen Resident Evil or they seen, you know, Dawn of the Dead or whatever the case may be. But that's not entirely the case. Okay, you have an everyday carry bag like it is in my podcast. Okay, that is just to basically help you on your day-to-day life. You have the 24-hour bag or the make-it-home bag. It's for when you are out and about and a disaster hits. It allows you and helps you to make it home to get to your bigger supply of stuff. That's why I did that podcast. But my biggest thing is, though, I want to get interactive. I want to get more people here, there, and yonder. But I also would like to have my people from my podcast over on my YouTube and on my Instagram and on the Facebook. Because then turn around, I can honestly do more stuff. Because Facebook is limiting me and constricting me right now. Because I don't have the viewers, I can't do the live content. But I can do the live content on Facebook. But yet my viewers on YouTube aren't on Facebook. And my people, my listeners on the podcast aren't on my Facebook or on my YouTube. So I kind of need y'all to come together so where we can make one mass group thing here, and I can do everything simultaneously if I want to. I will, and trust me, if I go to go live, I will post a YouTube video, I'll post it on the Instagram, and I'll post it in a podcast at least 48 hours before I go live, and that'll be normally on like a Saturday or Sunday, but it won't be limited to just those days. It'll be actually a 7-day-a-week thing. It just depends on when my mass viewers can actually get on and do it and be involved. If it's more time during the evening or nighttime, I'll do it then. If it's early morning, I'll do it then. If it's, you know, it's just all on however that you guys can come in and enjoy it. Because I do, like I said, I like being interactive. If you could tell, I'm actually a hyped up person and I have a lot of energy and I love being creative. That is why I like prepping, because turn around, you can take household items like, you know, soup cans and stuff like that, turn it into different things, because I made a rocket stove out of a vegetable can, a soup can, and I ended up making a makeshift prepper style doomsday, whatever you want to call it, camping, whatever it is, but I made a rocket stove out of that stuff to help, you know, if you need to cook. I've made alcohol stoves out of pop cans. You know, it's just different things like that that help get creative, help get that peace of mind to help you as a security blanket of, hey, I've got this knowledge on how to do this. So, you know what, if like, we have a major power outage, I don't have electric for my stove, I can at least still go outside, and I can take these cans and, you know, put everything into this kettle, but yet I could take these cans and turn around and make it into this. That is why I love doing videos. That's why I like doing these. I'm going to try to get into these podcasts, but it's just hard to get everybody together on the same platform because not everybody likes the same platform. But if you could just follow me on these platforms, though, it would make my life so much easier. Because then turn around, I could also get the content out to more people. And then if you think somebody else needs to see this, you can share it. Tell them to follow, like, subscribe, whatever it may be. But the thing is, though, guys, man, I really need the help. Because honestly, I haven't been this hyped up for anything since I started this YouTube channel. And then it kind of faded out because I didn't see the progression that I wanted to see. And like I said, I just started these deals on the podcast. So you know what? I don't know how they're going to turn out. I don't know which direction I'm going to go with them. I might end up just going and staying with the survival stuff. I may end up just sticking with, you know, whatever it may be. But the biggest thing is, guys, I would really like all your support on every platform that we could possibly get it on. Like I said, Facebook, I've got that. I've got the Instagram, I've got the YouTube, and we're on podcast. We are on, I can put a link in for everything in the description on the YouTube. I will put it on the tube. So, with that being said, I'm going to sign off for right now. Because I've got a bunch of other stuff that I got to get done today. And it's already 4 in the afternoon. So, with that being said, I am going to hop off of here. I will edit the YouTube video later. I will finish up this podcast later, guys. And hopefully, I will see you all on the YouTube, Instagram, podcast, Facebook. Like I said, that'd help me out a lot. And it'll make content for all of you guys so much better, because in turn around, we will have a mass majority of more people on there. So, thank you. Have a nice day. Don't do anything stupid.